locally owned and fiercely independent. KSHO, Lebanon, Albany, Corvallis.
The following sports broadcast is an exclusive presentation of FM 94.1 and AM 920 KSHO. Bulldogs basketball is on the air. Bulldogs basketball is brought to you by Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Southpaw's Perfect Pizza, Elm Street Family Dental, Flowers and More, Rhodes Warden Insurance, Les Schwab Tires of Albany, Walmart of Albany, Lassen RV, City and Suburban Electric, NTEC, J&J Electric, Lynn Benton Community College, Linco Federal Credit Union, Albany Public Schools Foundation, Pizza Now, and by Economy Supply Building Center. Now, get ready for Bulldogs basketball for all the action. Here are Brian Holman and Matt Bixby, live on FM 94.1 and AM 920 KSHO.
You are listening live to West Albany Bulldog Basketball. Welcome to West Albany High School in Tom Holman Court. I'm Brian Holman, along tonight with Matt Bixby, where your West Albany Bulldogs take on the Glencoe Crimson Tide right here on 920 KSHO AM and 94.1 KSHO FM. Welcome, Matt, to the first game of this year, and welcome Bulldog fans of this 2017-18 year, where the Bulldogs have a good mix of seniors and juniors with one sophomore this year. And Matt, we were discussing a little bit about the Bulldog team and who they have returning. What's your feeling so far based on what we discussed about the upcoming Bulldog season?
Well, the Bulldogs, they've got wide open slate there before them here. The first game of the season here tonight, non-conference affair with the Glencoe Crimson Tide. And, you just don't know what is in front of the team. They have, on the downside, this is a team which has struggled the last couple of years. On the upside, they return a lot of experience. A lot of these guys out there, these seniors, they've been for 3 years. The juniors got them out here. They got a lot of PT last year. There's a lot of athleticism out there. It's, as we watch Ari and Courtney throw down a dunk here during the warm-ups. I mean, they're athletic. When they're going on all cylinders, they're fun to watch. Will they progress? Will they make the next level? That's what we're going to have to see. I think it all comes down to, for West Albany, can they make good basketball decisions? Do they take care of the football? Football. How long did I make it? We're about 5 minutes of the podcast. I'm talking football. Wrong sport already. You got to, take care of the basketball and make the big shots. They really struggled offensively last year. They played good defense, but they did struggle offensively. They got to make that leap on the offensive side of things, and I think we could have some fun. I think this could be a playoff contender.
These seniors started along with Coach Derek Duman, and so they know the system now. They are seniors. It's a good senior class. They had a pretty good football season, and we have a couple of football players on the team, and more than that, I'm sure. But I think the Bulldogs are ready to play basketball. And this opponent tonight, the Glencoe Crimson Tide out of Northwest Hillsboro, is going to come in here with no experience so far this year. We don't know anything about them. Kind of like the Bulldogs, you come into the first game here and you get what you get. You're going to learn a lot as a player, as a coach, what you have to put on the floor. And if the combination that you've chosen to put minutes is working, that's great. But it's time to, work in some substitutes and see what they can do also in this non-conference affair.
We go ahead and maybe step aside for a 60-second break. Sounds like a fabulous idea.
You're listening live to Bulldog Ball on 920 and 94.1 FM KSHO.
Locally owned and fiercely independent. KSHO, Lebanon, Albany, Corvallis.
The following sports broadcast is an exclusive presentation of FM 94.1 and AM 920.
Hi, Mark Patzig, General Manager of the new Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, formerly Mark Thomas Motors. Yes, we've changed our name, and yes, we're under new ownership. And yes, we've recommitted ourselves to you, the customer. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, your hometown dealer, where customers do come first.
Over 30 televisions, including the patio and bathrooms, so you won't miss a play, awaits you at the new Southpaw's Perfect Pizza and Sports Pub in North Albany. Southpaw's Perfect Pizza and Sports Pub, Hickory Street, North Albany. Southpaw's, where the big game is always on.
Welcome to Elm Street Family Dental, where they offer dentistry for the whole family, general and cosmetic dentistry, Invisalign, and even treating snoring and sleep apnea. Log on to Elm Street Family Dental right now and print out a coupon for free whitening trays and $50 off your treatment. Elm Street Family Dental in Albany.
Community pride. It's what Flowers and More in Albany demonstrates as an underwriting supporter for South Albany sports. Part of the FTD network, Flowers and More is easy to find across from Pop's Branding Iron at 740 East Madison in Albany.
KSHO, 920 AM and 94.1 FM.
920 KSHO, but also now 94.1 FM. That's nice stereo sound inside the car. At home, it's not proven to be the best sound yet. 920 AM might be the answer to you if the FM is not coming in clearly at your house. But Matt and I are excited to bring you Bulldog basketball this season. We do have a gentleman that'll be helping us out with stats and some color announcing here in some games coming up in throughout the season. But you got the old standbys here, the old man, Brian Holman, and not so old, Matt Bixby.
Yeah, I got enough gray hair. When I do the game with Eric, I'll be the old man.
The Bulldogs at Glencoe have got, who they have coming up on the 6th of this month is at Gresham, the Gresham Gophers. Then after that, you start conference play with the McNary Celtics there at their place, at their gym. And then that's on the 8th. And on the 12th, you got a home game with Sprague. So we've got Glencoe tonight at home, and then the next home game is not until the 12th with the Sprague Olympians. Then they've got a tournament at Sheldon High School in Eugene, where they will be playing a couple of different schools, most notably North Medford and probably Sheldon. And possibly, and I shouldn't say, because I was going to say, I see Summit High School on the schedule here, but that is an away game and not a tournament game.
Yeah, and that, as much as I love the over the mountains drive in December, I'm not making that trip, unfortunately. So we won't be able to broadcast that game. Summit came here last year. In the similar time of year, they were able to make it. Competitive basketball game, one that the Bulldogs really let slip away. They had the game. They had it, I won't quite say they felt like they had it salted away, but they had a commanding lead in the third quarter and just watched that evaporate. One of the challenges that the Bulldogs faced last season was they really didn't have consistent offense. I was mentioning before, they had Robbie Elliott, and Robbie was he was a shooter extraordinaire, but he definitely could be streaky. And, you know, Robbie's forte was definitely putting the ball up. On the defensive side, he made a lot of progress, but he was not a defensive stalwart. He was, at times, the Bulldogs. He was their best offensive threat. And he would fire it up from long range. He'd get in some rolls where he'd hit 3.25 and it's at times from, 5-8 feet beyond the arc. But it could be very, very streaky. And I think when the Bulldogs sometimes would just turn to him, and if he wasn't going, the team wasn't going. So this year, incumbent upon the Bulldogs to find other offensive possibilities. Chase LaPerle's got to be consistent. He's got to be a reliable threat. I think Orion Courtney, Cassius McGinty, Nick Fleetwood, Jalen Handy, role players, Nick Renier, youngsters coming on in, Dasan off the bench. There are a lot of guys that really need to emerge for the Bulldogs to have a winning Final 4A here at the 6A level. And this winning at 6A for the Bulldogs in basketball, not as tough as it is in football. So it is doable. The Bulldogs can compete. They've got the talent. These are good basketball players out there on the floor. Focus, will they get better?
I know that Glencoe has been sitting on the fence or on the border of the enrollment figures like the Bulldogs. They've been very close to the enrollment requirements for 6A and then back to 5A. So this is a school, I think it's similar in enrollment and similar situation where they've dealt with the 5A and the 6A. But as you know, the news has broke a week or two ago that the Bulldogs will be going back to the 5A classification and in the Mid-Willamette Conference with Corvallis, Crescent Valley, Lebanon, all your favorite nearby schools, South Albany. We're going to renew that rivalry, and that's always a fun time in Albany. And so I don't know about you, Matt, but I think the Bulldogs have learned a lot in the 6A, and you're playing the best in the state, but there's also some good 5A schools, and it's right where they belong. You know, it's not just basketball, it's not just football, it's all the other sports, and the Bulldogs are going to excel, and it doesn't involve just athletes, it involves cheerleaders, it involves the student body, the administration. You know, there's a lot that goes into Oregon School Athletic Association and all their activities.
Well, this is a new year for us, and we got a new vantage point, which is kind of fun, Brian. I'm very glad that you were able to put this in motion for us. We can be, not feel quite so restricted by the fans right here, right around us here at the gymnasium here at Tom Holman Court. But I'm a little bummed, though. I can't get my intel from the scoreboard, from the scoreboard operators and the scorers down there at the scorers table near as easily. We need to step aside for a 30-second break.
Let's do it, Matt. You're listening live to Bulldog Basketball on the 920 K-Show and 94.1 K-Show FM.
Rhodes Warden Insurance is your independent agency serving the Willamette Valley for over 50 years. Rhodes Warden Insurance online at rhodeswardenins.com and with three local offices, Albany, Lebanon, and Staten.
If you'd like to do it yourself or need helpful advice doing it, your neighborhood Ace Hardware and Contractor Center can help. Economy Supply Building Center has been that helpful place for over 58 years. Economy Supply Building Center, where Highway 34 becomes Tangent Street in Lebanon.
KSHO. 920 AM and 94.1 FM.
So, welcome back to Holman Court here at West Albany High School. Matt Bixby and yours truly, Brian Holman, are here to bring you the Bulldog action tonight against the Glencoe Crimson Tide. Yes, that's the Crimson Tide. I don't see any big elephant mascots around here tonight. But this is quite, a travel date for Glencoe coming down here to the Willamette Valley to Albany to face the Bulldogs. I want to mention that we have a special guest at halftime that I'm going to talk to just for a couple of minutes. That's one of our fine advertisers. And so stay tuned for that at halftime. Right now, we're going to take you back to the studio for one more break before tip-off here on 920 KSHO.
There's nothing more beautiful than the changing of the leaves. Except, of course, the changing of the tires at Les Schwab. It's breathtaking. So head in before the weather turns and take advantage of one of our biggest sales of the year. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Your local Albany Discount Walmart Superstore has everything you might have on your shopping list, with a great selection and always lower prices. Walmart's mission is to give more people access to a better life and is a proud sponsor of our local Albany High School sports. Shop and save at your local Albany Discount Walmart Superstore.
Lassen RV in Albany is pleased to support the broadcast of South Albany High School sports. Lassen RV offers new and pre-owned motorhomes, fifth wheels, and travel trailers. The community-minded folks at Lassen RV say, go Rebels!
Need some electrical work in your home or business, but it just seems like too small of a job to call the pros? No matter what the job, call City and Suburban Electric. Proud to be a contributing member of our community, City and Suburban Electric. Call 451-5609.
Keep it here. KSHO. Lebanon, Albany, Corvallis.
for your support in creating a positive.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball here at West Albany High and Tom Holman Court. Brian Holman and Matt Bixby here with you tonight as we are getting ready for the national anthem. So we'll pause for this. Well, the West Albany Band is not here tonight for this non-conference affair, but that's okay. We had some recorded music there, and the national anthem is always played here at West Albany High. We've got the Glencoe Crimson Tide here against the Bulldogs, and the starting lineup are being announced tonight. Number four, Evan Baldonado, a guard, is a senior. And Ruben Gallardo is a senior guard. Number 25, Daniel Warner, is a pivot or a center. What?
Post.
Post. Whatever you want to call it. You've got the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 positions. You got the old standard guard, forward, center. You got post. You got pivot. We got all of them. Forward the Bulldogs. Jalen Handy at guard. Jalen is senior. Next we have number four for the Bulldogs. Senior guard, Orion Courtney, a junior guard. Forward. Number 12 is Nick Fleetwood, who seems to have been on varsity forever here for the Bulldogs. And then rounding out the starting five for the Bulldogs is Chase LaPearl.
Yeah, if you are familiar with the Bulldogs and the basketball program, you know that these five were out there last year. These were, in fact, your starters last year. So when you can return all of your starters for consecutive years, that's a good thing. These guys are talented. They've got experience. Now, it's just going to be a matter of, can they take it to the next level? How much have they improved? I'm excited. I can't wait for the tip.
The Pearl's going to jump it up against number 25, Daniel Warner. Can we get by with saying the Tide?
We can say the Tide. We can say Glencoe.
And I did not mention number 45, Matthew Hancock, is also a pivot. He is a senior for the Tide. Fleetwood's got it, take it into the middle, back over to the Pearl, dribbles out the middle, and break it towards the bucket, and up with a little bit of a wild shot. He got control of it. It was Trent Dutcher, Bulldogs 2-0.
Dutcher with the game's first two. Nice effort. That was a wild shot, but the Bulldogs looking good, the early going.
Bulldogs pressing, and the Tide breaks it. We've got Evan Baldonado at the point. Directing things over on the left wing. Gallardo back out to the middle. Gerber. Top down to the bottom now. And that is making a nice move in there. Matthew Hancock. He puts it up half hook there, and that's good. It's 2-2.
Hancock not all that together, that tall as a post player, 6'4", but he's beefy. He's a load out there, and LaPearl's got his work cut out for him.
On the left. Jumper LaPearl, back iron off. Offensive rebound, Handy, and gets knocked out of bounds by number 21, Sam Gerber of the Crimson Tide. Jalen Handy going to take it out. And out to Fleetwood. Back to Handy on top. Over to Dutcher. Or Dutcher.
I always wanted to say Dutcher the Butcher, but it just didn't work out that way. It's Dutcher.
And turnover. Orion Courtney mishandled the ball. And first turnover of the game goes to the Tide. Bulldogs pressing.
Bulldogs did not do a lot of press last year.
They break it easily, and it goes in for a layup. That was Sam Gerber.
Orion Courtney there, back there to alter the shot.
Nice looking pass by Handy. He found Dutcher down there low. He got hacked, though. He did not convert. He's going to have two free throws coming up.
Bulldogs will do all they can to find a man down low for a high percentage shot. We'll see how the Tide respond to that, and then can the Bulldogs exploit with some outside shooting.
First free throw and off.
Foul shooting at times last year was a problem child for the Bulldogs. Hope that they show improvement.
Second one up, and that's good. Bulldogs take a 3-2 lead here early in this ball game. 6:30 to go in the first quarter. And it's a token press, I think, but the press offense for the Tide is working well. In deep and on with position was the big Matthew Hancock, 4-2.
Well, the Tide definitely see an advantage of. And they give up some inches there, Hancock to LaPearl, but probably about 60 pounds on him.
Courtney passes over to Dutcher. Courtney in the lane, and he goes up after the whistle. He gets fouled. Ruben Gallardo with the personal foul. Out to Handy. Over to Dutcher on the right side, in deep. That's Fleetwood, little 6-7-footer off the back iron. Offensive rebound, Courtney, and it's up and in.
Bulldogs take the lead, 5-4. Good perseverance on the glass.
Crimson Tide have their big men helping to break the press. And they get the ball to the middle, and it's easily broken. And we've got a foul.
Ooh, that's a rough call. I mean, we'll leave it at that. Orion Courtney tried to get in good position for defense, instead draws his first of the season.
It's what you call just a little rub. Out to Gerber. And at the free throw line is Hancock. That's Gallardo up with a jumper short off the front iron. Offensive rebound is Daniel Warner. And the ball goes off the Bulldog. Crimson Tide.
Chase LaPearl was there, tried to secure the rebound, but the Glencoe player alertly just threw it off of his leg, and it's a Tide rebound. Here's a three.
Baldonado into Gallardo for the three, off the back iron, and rebound Bulldogs.
Orion Courtney, as Bill Shonley used to say, climbs the golden ladder for the rebound.
I like it. Andy on top, left side to LaPearl. He's looking for a pass into Dutcher. He's got foul on Crimson Tide player, but Dutcher had the position.
Yeah, he got the ball down low there on the low block, turned in, drew the contact, could not get the bucket to go, but draws the foul.
Needs to go up a little bit stronger. He did get hacked, but you got to go up real strong when you're close to the basket.
Drops in the free throw. Trent Dutcher, the Bulldogs' leading scorer with four so far. 6-4 Bulldogs pending the second free throw.
Three dribbles and the shot is up. Looks good. Is good. Bulldogs 7. Crimson Tide 4. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Double team Gallardo. He gets it out to Hancock. Back over to Gallardo. They break it barely. And that is Gerber going all the way, and he is fouled.
Just a little touch that time from Cassius McGinty. Tried to get in front of the driving Glencoe player. Enough contact, so, say the officiating crew, for the foul. Probably a good one. And it will send the Tide back to the line.
Yeah, that's Sam Gerber at the line. McGinty with the foul, and he replaced Nick Fleetwood.
McGinty saw a lot of action last year. He's the sixth man for the Bulldogs here in the early going, part of that rotation. A great six, you know, for West Albany. We'll see what's beyond that. That'll be interesting.
Free throw up and good. Two free throws. Good for the Crimson Tide. It's 7-6, Bulldogs. Here at Tom Holman Court, Bulldogs taking Glencoe Crimson Tide tonight. First game of the year for both teams. The Pearl on the left side, back out on top to Courtney. Fake right, go left. He's blocked off there, and he loses the ball. And it's into Hancock. He misses a shot off the glass. He was contested by Deutscher. Another shot by Evan Baldonado. That was short. Left side. Deutscher. Fake once. He had a clean alley to the bucket. Layup is good. 9-5, Bulldogs. And here comes Jalen Handy. He tried to steal, and he got too much arm. Foul is on Jalen Handy.
It looked close. It looked like he had the steal, but yeah, you had the right. There was contact there. Here comes Nick Renier for his first minutes. Orion Courtney goes out. I like what the Bulldogs are doing so far offensively. Defensively, though, I'm cut some the Tide. They seem to be a step quicker.
Full court length of the length court pass to Sam Gerber, but the ball went to full court and out of bounds. Side.
Maybe 6 inches too high. Bulldogs catch a break there.
Over on the right side, McGinty. And